Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the wild world of AI agents. Patrick, the co-founder and CTO of Roscoe, dropped some serious knowledge bombs about building these things. Get ready, folks. This is going to be a whirlwind.
AI agents, huh? Sounds fancy. But what are they exactly? Everyone seems to have a different definition.
Right? Patrick nailed it with his three criteria. Taking directions, using tools, and most importantly, autonomous reasoning. No mindless prompt chains here. These agents gotta think for themselves.
So it's not just about stuffing them with information.
Exactly. It's about letting them think. Roscoe built an agent to query enterprise data, and they learned a big lesson. Focusing on knowledge over reasoning is a trap. Imagine giving an agent tons of tables and columns. It gets overwhelmed. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack the size of a planet.
Makes sense. So what's the solution? Smaller haystacks?
Kind of. They switch to simpler tool calls, like search tables or profile a column. The agent then uses these tools strategically, like a detective piecing together clues, much more effective.
Got it. So thinking over cramming. Anything else?
Oh yeah, the agent-computer interface, or ACI. Tiny tweaks to how the agent and tools communicate can make a huge difference. Like, switching from Markdown to JSON in tool responses solved a big problem for GPT-4. Who knew?
Format matters, huh? Interesting.
Totally. And get this. Patrick says fine-tuning models is a waste of time. It actually hurt reasoning in their experience. Focus on that ACI, people.
Okay, so no fine-tuning. What about frameworks, like LangChain or BabyAG?
Patrick wasn't a fan. They had production-level needs, like cascading user security credentials, that those frameworks couldn't handle. Think about it. If a user has specific permissions in their Snowflake account, the agent needs to respect those. Frameworks often get in the way.
I see, makes sense. So build your own.
If you're aiming for production, probably. Prototyping? Sure, use a framework, but don't get too attached.
Right, and what about multi-agent systems?
Ah, yes, the two-pizza rule for agents. Keep your team small, 5 to 8 agents max, and crucial point, have a manager agent to delegate tasks and keep everyone on track. Don't overwhelm those worker agents.
So a hierarchy, got it. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, Patrick's big takeaway. Your moat isn't your prompts, it's the ecosystem around your agent. The user experience, the security, the connections, that's where the real magic happens.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Thanks for breaking it down. Really insightful stuff.
Absolutely. This AI agent world is constantly evolving, but Patrick's lessons are invaluable. Remember, folks, it's all about the thinking, not just the knowing. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.